Nolte, Disney spent $250 million on flop lesbian witch Star Wars series. By John Nolte on September 25, 2025. The Disney grooming syndicate spent $250 million, with a B, to produce the flop Star Wars streaming series. The Acolyte, a series that told us life began with lesbian space witches. That Park Place reports that the final figure before tax credits and without marketing factored in was a staggering $254 million, according to public record documents in the UK. Get a load of this $250 million pile of shit. What in the name of all that's holy did I just watch? This is what you get when you hand a guy who thinks he's a girl $254 million in your Golden Goose franchise. The Acolyte wasn't only a ratings flop that was cancelled almost immediately. It was a creative humiliation for all concerned. From where I sit, and this is just my attempt to take the temperature of the culture, the Acolyte was something even more. The Acolyte is where Star Wars fans finally checked out and stopped caring. First, Star Wars fans were incredibly excited and showed up in droves, The Force Awakens. Then Disney spat in the face of those fans, The Last Jedi. Then Disney angered and disappointed fans, Rise of Skywalker. But through it all, the passion was still there, including through a ton of Star Wars streaming series that mostly disappointed. The Acolyte seemed to kill that passion. A switch flipped, and the fans just stopped caring. Why stay in a relationship with Star Wars when Star Wars only insults, provokes, and holds you in contempt? As the saying goes, the opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference, and I think that's where a majority of the fandom is at. The best example is this. 3 days ago, Disney released a trailer for the first Star Wars feature film in 7 years. The response? A big shrug. Thus far, it has only 8.7 million views over 3 days. Additionally, 125,000 likes to 38,000 dislikes is not a good sign. It doesn't help that the movie looks cheaper than the streaming series and strains to be cute with all those cawing Baby Yoda moments. Most telling is that the trailer has generated zero passion in the hate/love department. No one freaking cares anymore. When the passionate hate was there, Disney still had an opportunity to turn that passion into love. Fans still wanted to love Star Wars. Today, the fans just don't care. Those lesbian space witches might have birthed the Jedi, but they were the final nail in the Star Wars coffin. Lucasfilm chief Kathleen Kennedy's legacy will be as the serial killer of Golden Geese, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Willow. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.